Let me try this again. Second attempt at a Supes Oilers Ultimate Post Game Show that is about 12 hours past when it should have been done. These games starting at 8 and 8:30, there's no fucking chance. I should stay on the road. There's no fucking chance that I have to do them late at night. Not during the week, so I don't know why I'd even bother during the weekends to try and do them. Probably most of them will be from my vehicle, so they're not going to be good, but content, right? Oilers win 7-4. Wasn't much of a game. It was the game that I didn't expect, but that's what it should have been. I frankly didn't feel like the Oilers were really that good. They were intense, but I didn't feel like they were buttoned up, which is probably a really good sign, as long as they also recognize that. The Kings weren't good at all. I kind of wonder if there's a feeling with the Kings that they're just a fragile hockey team when it comes to the Oilers. When they started doing some of the dirty shit they were doing, it's like, yeah, they just have the feel of a team that, like, they're frustrated that they're even having to play the Oilers. They're frustrated that they know that this is likely going to be the third year in a row they lose to Edmonton. And it's a hump they can't get over. That's the feel of it. Like, it's crazy. As much as I fucking pile on Ken Holland for how terrible he is at his job, and make no mistake, he is. If you've listened to my stuff, you know there's a GM that I kill just as much. Well, maybe not just as much, because I don't, you know, I do a lot more stuff on the Oilers than I do on the Kings, but I have killed Rob Blake for a year now. He has been terrible, and it's now to the point where it's like, okay, we've seen enough body of work with Rob Blake here. Probably shouldn't have the job he has. We've seen enough. Like, the goaltending situation, he's never properly addressed it. Went and got PLD when it wasn't even a fucking piece he needed. And then tied up $8.5 million of cap in him and gave up two very valuable chips as well as a second round pick. Like, and who knows what Rasmus Kupari could be, former first round pick, has size and speed. Like, what are you doing giving up all that for a guy who is an enigma at the nicest way you can say it? He's an enigma. Starting to get the reputation as this generation's Alexei Yashin, except for he's not near as good as Alexei Yashin. Like, and I do, I wonder that with PLD, if he actually likes hockey. And I don't say that in a, you know, in a way to chirp him. I just, you know, you look at the pattern here, and he's not happy in Columbus, and then he's not happy in Winnipeg, and then he's not, you know, he goes to LA and he gets the big deal, and then he shuts it off. And it's like, that looks like a guy who doesn't like hockey. That looks like a guy who, or doesn't love hockey. And maybe it's not even that he doesn't love hockey, but he doesn't love playing in the NHL. I don't know. I don't know. And you never know what might be going on with someone, right? But it don't look good. I was expecting, if the Kings were going to be a problem in this series, I was watching last night for playoff PLD to show up and just be a force. And instead, playoff PLD not only didn't show up, there is a, I'm coming upon a bridge, and there is a tractor hauling an air seater. So I cannot go through that bridge. Wow. All right. It's interesting. Now I got to wait for this fucking idiot. It's awesome. Awesome. I'm glad I have awareness, because if I would have been some fucking teenager driving down the highway. I wouldn't have thought to pull over for this fucking idiot. Love my life. Love my life. I mean, a farmer's got to do what a farmer's got to do, right? But this was excessive. Yep. I gave him the wave while thinking, fuck you. Anyway. Where was I? Playoff PLD. Boy, he was terrible. Some bad penalties. Wasn't really effective. Yes, he scored. He scored one of the flukiest goals you'll ever see. Those last two Kings goals, you think about it this way. Shooting pucks into a net with a goaltender. I stress that, with a goaltender. The Oilers won the game 6-1. Intended shots on goal. Intended shots on goal. The Oilers won that game 6-1. That's a better... Like, if you just look at the fact that the Oilers won 7-4 and, you know, the seventh goal was an empty netter, you go, oh, it was actually probably pretty close. No. Again, intended shots on net with a goaltender between the pipes. 6-1. It was not a close game. There were times, you know, the Kings get that one goal taken back, and then they get the Kempe bounce that does make it 4-2. The game was really starting to get away from the Oilers at that point. And again, I don't think the Oilers were very good. I thought the Oilers played way too loose structurally. I really felt like that was way too loose of a game for the Oilers. But the Kings were that bad. Like, the Oilers were getting through the neutral zone anytime they wanted to. That was not a 1-3-1 performance. If you want to call it that. That was a joke how easy it was for the Oilers. All night. And then Trevor Moore, that's got to be a suspension. It won't be. No, I know this league. It won't be a suspension. I was stunned that the Trevor Lewis goal, that they didn't say there wasn't enough evidence, because it was, that would have made it 4-2. And I thought, well, knowing this league, they'll err on the side of get the team back in it. So they obviously had conclusive evidence that it hit his glove. Yeah, the Oilers can be much better than what they were, frankly. They can be much better. And the Kings aren't going to get all the bounces again. Like, I said this many times before. That is one of the most under-talked about things from last year's series. Is that the Oilers really did smoke them. In the first four games, the Kings were getting every break imaginable that was keeping them in it. And last night, again, they got so many breaks. But it's almost like the Oilers had this confidence about them that we know they're going to get breaks and they're going to play their game, but we're still going to win. So we'll see. Trevor Moore definitely should get a suspension. Leon Draisaitl was fucking incredible. I thought Nurse and CeCe were okay despite those last two goals. They not really their fault. I knew Nurse and CeCe were going to be fine in this series because there's no forecheck for the Kings. I had to take a swig of my coffee. It's almost getting cold now. That's not the best, but it's not the worst. I need to wake up. Oh, yeah. Good friend of mine told me that stuff stunts my growth. But when you're a giant like I am, doesn't matter. I can actually stand to lose a few inches of height because I'm so fucking tall. God, I'm a monster. Just a monster. Yeah, Kings are in trouble. Man, I want Jim Hiller to turn to David Rittich. So here's where we're at with this series. The Kings can be much better. If the Oilers play like that and the Kings play to their capability, game two is going to be very tight. The biggest thing the Oilers have to guard against right now is overconfidence. Right? If the Kings are dumb enough to put David Rittich between the pipes for game two, they are going to get blitzed again, in my opinion. Not because David Rittich is any worse at this point than Cam Talbot, but I'm not a big believer in, oh, the crowd's going to make a difference. 25 years ago, I was that kid. I don't think that, if anything, when a player gets booed every time he touches the puck, it amplifies his game. It helps him. Honestly, boo. Who would care about being booed? Like, it's not an insult. It's not anything. It's just a sound people make. Like, who cares? If anything, it's going to get you more focused, and it's going to get you more in the mode of, I'm going to fucking make these idiots eat it. You know, you want to get under Mark Stone's skin, Dallas Stars fans? Start chanting phony Stoney. Start doing that. Don't just go boo every time he touches the puck. Oilers fans are like, Talbot. I don't think that matters. I don't think it does anything. But if can't make a save Dave gets the start in game two, the Oilers fans are going to eat him alive. And the Oilers as a group, that is going to be a steak dangled in front of a ravenous pit bull. You want to get the Oilers focused? Jim Hiller starts David Rittich. And I think he will. At this point, I think he will, because Talbot wasn't that good. So I think he'll look to change something up. He'll start Rittich. Unless David Rittich goes to Jim Hiller, or maybe some of the players do. Maybe Hiller's aware of it. Somebody in the Kings organization would have to go to Hiller and say, no. Against 30 other teams, you could do this. You can't do this in this game. You can't do this against this team and this fan base. You can't. He will get massacred. Remember what this group did to David Rittich after the stick toss? Can you imagine they get him in Edmonton in a playoff game with fans probably chanting, toss your stick? They would be all over him. I would imagine a chant of Big Civ Dave might break out. I would imagine, well, you can't really chant can't make a save, but that's who he is. Can't make a save Dave. There would be so much ammo to go after him. It would not go well. It would go very poorly for the Kings if they start David Rittich in game two. I am fucking here for it. I'll tell you, I am fucking here for it. I'd be here for it if this was the situation with any other fan. Like, wouldn't matter. If there was some juicy storyline like this, It just so happens that the juicy storyline would be with the involving the Oilers. Oh man, it'd be something else. It would be something else. Anyway, not much of a show today, but I mean, there wasn't really anything to talk about. It was a blowout win for Edmonton. You know, one down, three to go. It was basically what the series should be. Whether the Oilers keep their focus or not, I'm still skeptical. As an Oilers fan, hopefully they can. We'll see. Thanks for listening, hey. I appreciate all the ears that I get for these little shows, even though this one wasn't very good. I appreciate it. I gotta go, because I gotta go see a client. That's why I'm kind of abruptly ending this. But I'll see you next time. Okay? Okay.